This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. As things get, quote-unquote, back to normal, there has been at least one big change from the before times. When you drive around on the streets of your town, you may have seen more "we're hiring" signs than usual. After over a year of uncertainty and health concerns, workers are expecting more from their employers. Victoria Rinaldi is 22. She lives in Ann Arbor and has worked at several service industry jobs. She started by telling us a little bit about her work history during the pandemic.
So throughout the pandemic, really up until the past month, I haven't worked at all. All of 2020, especially, I was receiving unemployment benefits because the amount I was getting from unemployment benefits was so much, you know, more significant than I would be getting at any sort of service job, maybe even by double, that it just didn't make any sense for me to go back to work, not only because of the money I was getting from unemployment benefits, but also just the health risk factor, because I'm asthmatic, I'm prone to getting sick a lot. So I was just maybe a little bit more nervous about returning to work compared to some of my peers.
Sure. Give us a sense of what are some of the kinds of jobs that you've worked before COVID hit.
I've worked a lot of different kinds of service jobs. I've worked in retail, I've worked in restaurants, I've worked as a barista. So I've kind of got a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Are you, you're not employed right now, right?
I just recently got employed again by, a different employer, but now I'm nannying part-time for my mom's friend. And then I'm also potentially taking on another barista position.
Tell me about what's been on your mind as you've been thinking about going back to work.
Mostly the money I will be making has kind of been on my mind. I feel like now that I've been fully vaccinated now for a few weeks here, probably almost a month at this point, I feel like I've let my guard down pretty significantly, but I'm still, cautious when I go out. Like, I still wear my mask in public and all those things, but I see my friends very freely now. I, adhere to the CDC guidelines when I'm in public, I would feel much safer returning to work. But at the same time, I'm just like, is it worth it? Even though there's like still this ongoing public health risk, to be working a minimum wage job.
Did you feel like you had, when we walk around a lot of towns in Michigan, we do see a lot of help wanted signs, but I wondered if you felt like you did have some choice, or whether you needed to take the first job that seemed reasonably safe.
I was starting to feel really discouraged at first because I was just applying to a lot of random jobs around here, whether that was waiting tables, retail positions, barista jobs, just kind of whatever. And I wasn't hearing back from like a lot of people for a long time. And I was kind of like, what the heck? Like, there's all these like, wanted signs in the windows. People are saying like urgently hiring, like larger corporate restaurants are offering like $500 sign-on bonuses. And I just like still couldn't land a job, especially given all of the experience I have. Like, I'm almost 23 now, and I've been working in the service industry since I was like 14, but I've had a couple job offers recently, so I'm kind of weighing my options before I give either place of business a yes, which is really nice that I feel like I have that choice now. But if you asked me a week ago, I would have been like, I'm taking whatever job I can get. I don't have any money. So I definitely feel lucky in that aspect that I feel like I have a bit of a choice in what I choose to do for work now.
I know it's been a while since you were behind a counter, but do you feel like customers have been sympathetic to what you're going through?
I would have to imagine so. I mean, at least for me personally, like for a while during the pandemic, I was trying to avoid going out to eat as much as possible. But I think now I'm kind of back to the normal amount that I would do. But I feel like in my experience, I've increased my amount that I am tipping service workers. I don't know if that's generally the case, but I know my boyfriend has continued to work throughout the pandemic, and He's a line cook, and they split the tips amongst all the workers where he works. And he's been making extremely good money. So I feel like there is a certain amount of sympathy, at least from the general public, towards service workers. But I still feel like a lot of management, whether it's corporate or even like, you know, so-called mom and pop small businesses, like I still don't feel like there's that total sympathy being returned, just because wages are, I understand, like maybe like they took some financial hit, but just coming into work poses obviously an initial health risk, and wages like haven't increased, and wages need to be increased regardless of the ongoing, you know, health crisis.
You know, I'm sure you probably heard that the state is talking about some different measures, you know, requiring people to continue to look for jobs if they're going to continue receiving unemployment. There's been some talk about whether Michigan should continue to offer the federal unemployment mm-hmm. benefit bump. Is there anything that you'd like people in decision-making positions to know about workers like you who chose for a while not to work in what they considered unsafe or underpaid conditions?
I don't know. That's a big question. I mean, I think just in general, I think just more sympathy towards, you know, the average person that chooses to not work. They're not doing it because they're lazy. I think that is a narrative that is extremely harmful to those people, in my situation or a similar situation. Like, I have been relentlessly applying to jobs, and not even just retail or service jobs, because I'm also a recent graduate. I've also been relentlessly applying to jobs in my field of study. I've probably applied to almost 100 jobs doing in my field of study alone, and I haven't gotten a single interview.
We should say your focus is in graphic design.
Yes, yes. So I've been trying to find a job in graphic design, whether that is in Chicago or Metro Detroit or Ann Arbor. I've probably applied to close to 100 jobs, and I haven't gotten a single interview. So it's just, I think just having that sympathy for people is just so important, because maybe there's the outlier person's like, yeah, I just get to not work. But generally speaking, I don't think that is true at all. Just because they're receiving unemployment benefits doesn't make them lazy.
Victoria Rinaldi works in the service industry in Ann Arbor. Victoria, thank you so much.
Thank you.